USA News. I'm Corey Myers. In his New York State civil fraud trial, former President Trump has been ordered to pay more than $350 million. USA's John Schaefer has details.
He's also facing a three-year ban on conducting business in New York State. The judge also fined his sons and imposed a two-year business ban on them in New York. Allegations against Trump include artificially inflating his net worth to secure better loan terms. Trump contends that the case is politically driven and argues that since the banks profited, there's no victim. His legal team says they will appeal.
A former FBI informant facing charges for allegedly lying about President Biden's involvement in his son Hunter's foreign business dealings. President Biden confirming the ex-informant's falsehoods and urged the House Republicans to drop their impeachment inquiry. Alexander Smirnov falsely claiming that executives of Ukrainian energy firm Burisma admitted to hiring Hunter Biden to access then Vice President Biden. The indictment is a setback for House Republicans, who have used Smirnov's allegations in their push to impeach the president. Egypt is reportedly building a refugee camp near the Gaza border in anticipation of potential conflicts if Israel attacks the southern city of Rafah. Despite Egypt's denial of preparing for refugees in the Sinai Peninsula, sources indicate to Reuters that an area is being readied near Gaza with basic facilities to shelter Palestinians if they flee across the border. The upcoming crewed rocket launch from Florida's Space Coast is scheduled for next month. NASA announcing that three astronauts and a cosmonaut will embark on their journey to the ISS aboard a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket on March 1st. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. But with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away. Which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant! And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
Tiger Woods won't be playing in the second round of the Genesis Invitational due to illness. That's according to a PGA announcement. Tiger was won over through six holes before leaving the course on a golf cart yesterday. Woods also previously withdrew from the Masters in April last year and had surgery on his ankle after admitting to being in constant pain. Prince Harry hoping that his father's cancer diagnosis will bring his family back together. It's no secret that Harry and his brother, Prince William, have been at odds since Harry gave up his royal duties in 2020. Harry hopes they can come together now that King Charles has been diagnosed with cancer and treated for an enlarged prostate. If Billy Joel put together an all-star band, who would he ask to be in it? Howard Stern told The Piano Man that he thought he should have been a part of the Traveling Wilburys, the supergroup of the late Tom Petty, Roy Orbison, and George Harrison, along with Jeff Lynne and Bob Dylan. Joel told Stern he once thought of putting a band together. It would be himself, Don Henley, and Sting, and maybe John Mayer on guitar. So why hasn't it happened? Joel said, well, everybody's busy. Paul McCartney's bass guitar that's been lost for 50 years after it was stolen from the back of a van in 1972 is now back home in Sir Paul's hands. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.